All right, so you're thinking about getting your drone certified for commercial use here in the US. That's awesome. We're going to break it all down for you in this deep dive and like get into all the steps you need to take and all the requirements to make sure that you can get that certification without too much hassle and confusion.
Absolutely. And we're talking about the FAA.
The FAA.
Yeah, the Federal Aviation Administration. And specifically, Part 107 certification that's required for any sort of commercial operation with a drone.
Right. So think of like using a drone for real estate photography
Yeah, definitely.
or
Yeah.
like inspection.
That like infrastructure inspections, things like that.
So we're not talking about like recreational flying. That's
Yeah,
different.
that falls under the trust framework,
Right.
which is kind of a separate thing. But we're really zeroing in on this Part 107.
Part 107 for
And
sure.
our goal is to make it like really clear and easy to understand.
Yeah, totally. So like first things first, what's the actual difference between just flying a drone for fun, like in my backyard, and using it to, say, film a wedding?
Okay, so yeah, that's the key thing, right? Like, are you getting paid?
Right.
Are you providing a service or are you using that footage or data for a business purpose? And if the answer is yes, then you're going to need to think about Part 107.
Okay, so if you're planning to make any money with your drone,
Yeah, pretty much.
Part 107.
Yeah.
So who's eligible to actually get this certification?
Okay, so there are a few basic requirements.
Okay.
You have to be at least 16 years old.
16. Okay.
You have to be proficient in English.
Makes sense.
And you need to be like physically and mentally fit to safely operate a drone.
Okay, so those are like the real basics.
Yeah, pretty
It's
fundamental.
pretty straightforward. So assuming you meet all of those, like what's the first step to actually getting the certification?
All right, so the very first thing you're going to need is an FAA tracking number, which is also called an FTN.
The FTM?
And to get that, you got to create a profile in the FAA system.
Yeah.
It's called IACRA,
IACR.
which stands for Integrated Airman Certification and Rating Application.
Got it.
And so this
Yeah.
FTN, it's like your unique identifier within the FAA system.
Got it.
So it's important.
IACRA FTN check. What happens after you get that number?
Okay, so next up
Yeah.
is studying for the knowledge test,
Okay.
which is called the Unmanned Aircraft General Small Knowledge Test, or UAS.
UA, got it.
And thankfully, the FAA provides a whole bunch of study materials,
Okay.
which is a good starting point.
Good.
And this test, it covers like a pretty wide range of topics that are essential for safe drone operation.
So it's a written test.
It's a written test.
Where do you take it?
So you have to schedule it and take it at an FAA-approved knowledge testing center.
Okay.
And it's a multiple choice exam, and you need to get a score of 70% or higher to pass.
70%. Yeah.
70% or higher.
Got it. And like, what are some of like the challenging parts of this test?
So a lot of people find the airspace classifications
Okay.
and regulations to be like particularly challenging.
Right, because that's a lot of
It's a lot to know.
it's a lot of information.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you studied hard.
Yes.
You took the test.
You
Now you
passed
got it.
70% or higher.
Boom, what's next?
All right, so then you actually apply for your remote pilot certificate
Okay.
using FAA Form 87-10-13
8710-13.
within that same IACRA system.
More forms.
More forms, always more forms.
Gotta love it. Anything else involved in that application?
So yeah, the FAA will conduct a TSA background check.
Okay.
So the Transportation Security Administration.
Uh-huh.
And once that clears and your application is approved,
Yeah.
you'll actually receive your remote pilot certificate. And
Awesome.
that certificate is like the proof that you've met the FAA's requirements
Right.
to operate drones commercially.
So you have your certificate in hand.
Ooh.
Are you free to fly wherever and whenever you want?
Not so fast.
Okay.
There are still some ongoing responsibilities.
Okay.
So if your drone weighs over 0.55 pounds,
Okay.
you need to register it on the FAA's FAA Drone Zone website.
FAA drone zone.
Yeah. And there's a small fee for that.
Okay.
And also, crucially, you must always operate your drone safely and according to FAA regulations.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like any regulated activity, there are rules.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how long is a certificate good for?
All right, so your remote pilot certificate is valid for 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah,
Okay.
2 years. And to keep it current, you'll need to pass a recurrent knowledge test before it expires,
Okay.
which just makes sure that your knowledge is up to date
Right.
and that you're keeping up with all the safety procedures and
So it's
regulations.
like a shorter version.
It's like a shorter version of the initial exam.
But it's still important.
Still got to do it.
All right, so let's recap this for everyone listening.
Yeah.
To get your Part 107, first you got to get an FTN through IACRA.
Yes.
Then you study for and pass the UAG knowledge test at an approved center.
You got it.
Apply for the certificate in IACRA.
Yep.
Undergo a TSA background check.
Right.
And register your drone if it weighs over 0.55 pounds.
That's it.
And then, of course, always fly safe.
Always, always fly safe.
Follow the rules.
Absolutely.
And keep your knowledge current.
Stay up to date.
By taking that recurrent test every 2 years.
Exactly.
Awesome. And, of course, for the most, like, up-to-date and detailed information,
always
refer to the official FAA website.
Always a good idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that was a really good summary.
Yeah.
It's a pretty well-structured process, you know, and it's all designed to make sure that, you know, the national airspace is safe.
Right.
As drones are becoming more and more common.
Yeah, and, like, more integrated into, like, different industries.
Absolutely.
Makes you wonder, like, what's going to happen in the future?
It really does.
Like, with all this technology advancing.
Right.
You know, like, what new industries are going to pop up? Or, like, even just everyday uses that we haven't even thought of yet.
Like, what are we going to need the FAA to oversee?
Yeah.
And certify and regulate.
In ways we can't even imagine right now.
Exactly.
So, just something to think about.
Yeah, something to ponder.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Thanks.